This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Texas Secretary of State David Whitley faced public questioning for the first time today about a flawed list of almost 100,000 supposed non-citizens on the voter rolls.
Mr. Secretary, are you willing to admit, as you sit here today, that there were any mistakes made in sending out that list of 95,000 people?
I think, Senator, what I would say to you today is that when we received the data from DPS, we were confident that it was their best data to determine who in their database were non-citizens.
So you're not willing to say that any mistakes were made by your office in releasing those 95,000?
I will readily level with you that we can always improve the process.
Whitley facing questions from State Senator Kirk Watts and Democrat from Austin. Whitley was at the state capitol appearing before the Senate Nominations Committee as he sought to be confirmed in his post as the state's elections chief. The panel also heard from members of the public speaking for and against Whitley's confirmation.
My name is Matt Long, and I'm here speaking on behalf of myself. It is almost impossible to leave a Texas polling station and at not having cast at least a provisional ballot.
And so my name is Alejandro Olvera. My son Carlos Chavez is 19 years old. I am so proud of him. Last year, he was very excited because he registered to vote. He volunteered in campaigns, and he was ready to exercise his right to vote. He felt like he made a difference. He was proud. Until we receive a letter in the mail to let him know he was under investigation.
Adam Kahn, even if the numbers are lower than we suspect, I think only a fool would say that the voter rolls in this state are truly where they should be.
Now, my name is Julieta Garibay. I'm a U.S. citizen and a Texas registered voter. I am one of those close to 100,000 people who were wrongly accused of committing voter fraud. I know that many others receiving an official call or letter questioning if you've committed voter fraud will be very overwhelming. I will likely drive many not only to question themselves if they did something wrong, but prevent them from actually going out to vote.
Whitley was asked about that very issue by State Senator Royce West, Democrat from Dallas.
Let me ask you this. How do you define voter suppression?
I've heard the term voter suppression used.
How do you define it?
I think it's irrelevant how I would define it.
You're the Secretary of State, sir, and it's relevant to me if I'm going to vote for your confirmation. How do you define voter suppression? Easy question.
I think it's relevant to accurately define any term that pertains to elections.
And we can move on.
Senator.
And that exchange went on for a while. KUT's Ashley Lopez was in the room for all of this. Ashley, how are you?
I'm doing well.
What was it like in there?
It was tense. I mean, this is the first time we've heard from David Whitley, who was appointed a little while ago. But since he was appointed, there's been this firestorm, and he said very little through his office. So this was the first time that he was held to account in a very public way. And there are people who were really upset, including some lawmakers. And so, yeah, it was tense.
How would you summarize Whitley's defense?
Whitley placed the blame in other places, basically. He says he was pretty confident in the data that a vendor compiled for him. This is a vendor that's in charge of these big data sets that the state was working with. He says, these are professionals. I trusted this information. I personally did not vet it. But, you know, at the time, I thought this was something I could move forward with. And then he also said that it was always in his plan to get local officials who work with these data sets even more, who work with the voter rolls more intimately, would later verify them. But that raises other questions like, why did you send this list to a prosecutor? Why did you send this to the AG if the whole point was to eventually vet it some more?
Another thing that came up during the hearing was this idea of some level of coordination between the Secretary of State and the Texas Attorney General's office. What came up in that regard?
Well, this is one of the bigger questions, I think, that is before David Whitley. If he is claiming that this is a long process and he knows that the list was not 100%, why did he turn this list of names over to prosecutors, basically to Ken Paxton, the Attorney General's office? Because they're not voter registrars. They can't verify the list. All they can do is prosecute. That is their function. One of the bigger questions that's going to face him is, why did you do that? Either you thought that list was real and you messed up, or you knew the list was not accurate and you are looking to intimidate voters, basically. And that's where this whole question, as Royce West brought up, about voter suppression comes in. A lot of Democrats think this is a very salient question in all this because they don't see how this isn't voter suppression in some way.
Are there any other open questions that weren't answered during this first opportunity for David Whitley to speak publicly about this?
Well, one of the questions that came up that for legal reasons you probably can't answer, which is, did you take into consideration the fact that this would affect people of color in particular, and specifically Latino voters? This is the question that he will be asked a lot about, probably in court, because the Voting Rights Act is very clear, and this is what's in consideration as they're suing him, which is the Voting Rights Act. That's what they say he's in violation of. This is something he's going to have to answer for eventually, but probably his lawyers are telling him not to really say too much right now because that's in litigation.
Where do we stand right now with respect to this list of voters that I guess county registrars are trying to figure out what's what?
This came up, so it could be weeks or months. It's, you know, there is no timeline for how long this is going to take to vet. I've talked to local election officials who say this is really hard to do. I mean, there is not a list that is available to local officials that says, here's every citizen in the state, or here's every citizen in your county. First of all, that's a list that's changing all the time, and sometimes every day. And two, that's a federal database. That's not something that everyone has access to. And sometimes other agencies will look to voter rolls to see if someone's a citizen. That's usually a pretty good metric of who's a citizen, because non-citizens in the voter rolls is a very rare occurrence. So this is a long process. No one knows how long it's going to take, you know, and a lot of local election officials are weary of legal action. So they don't want to send someone a letter that says, hey, we're going to cancel your voter registration unless you call back or email or mail us in 30 days. It's also up to the courts, but who knows how long this is going to take.
Speaking of legal action, there is litigation in federal court, which you've reported on already. But where does that stand right now?
Depends which one you're asking about. There are three lawsuits in federal court across the state filed by voting groups, voters who are on the lists, voter registration groups who are like, you know, you are tying our hands. You are making it harder for us to do the work of bringing in new voters, eligible voters into the mix.
The Senate Committee on Nominations adjourned without taking a vote on Whitley's confirmation. When are they going to do that?
Valentine's Day, February 14th, the committee's going to meet and they're going to take a vote, we think.
All right. KUT's Ashley Lopez joining us to talk about Secretary of State David Whitley facing a confirmation hearing today at the Texas Capitol. Ashley, thank you so much.
Thank you.